Now, Russia has denounced the United States for its aggressive actions against North Korea. In a phone conversation, the Russian foreign minister told his American counterpart that the U.S.'s unacceptable rhetoric and its increasing military preparation have heightened tensions of the Korean Peninsula. Moscow underlined the necessity of moving from the language of sanctions to the negotiating process as soon as possible. Meanwhile, Washington announced new sanctions on two North Korean officials over their role in developing Pyongyang's ballistic missile program. The West views North Korea's nuclear and missile programs as a threat to the region. However, Pyongyang says its weapons programs are aimed to deter the threat posed by Washington. Joining us via Skype from San Francisco, Scott Bennett. He's a former U.S. Army psychological warfare officer. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Bennett. First of all, I'd like to get your initial assessment of Russia's position and role as far as it comes to trying to defuse the tensions in the Korean Peninsula.
Well, I think Russia is establishing the viewpoint that China and Korea and really the rest of the nation share, and that is that the Korean Peninsula hostilities have to be settled between North and South, and there has to be equal flexibility on both sides. And the North have established their position as being, we do not want to experience another Libya or Syria or Iraq or Afghanistan regime change situation. Therefore, we are defending our sovereignty with nuclear weapons development. And the U.S. has positioned its military drills and training exercises in the region as a deterrent, as a potential threat. So only by the United States pulling back and agreeing that it will no longer conduct military drills of the magnitude that it is and not threaten regime change and in fact turn over a lot of the political dynamics to Korea and Russia, only by doing that will Korea soften and allow its denuclearization potential to develop. But the U.S. has played this as a winner-take-all. It's going to be our way or the highway. We are going to elevate the situation to a breaking point crisis that will inevitably, in the North Korean mind, result in a military exchange, and that would be a losing situation for the United States. Never mind the potential kinetic victory that the U.S. would have. Politically and geopolitically and across the world, it would be the last straw that the world could endure, and I think it would put the United States on the worst step that it's ever had since its inception. I think that would ultimately turn the entire world against us.
Right, but then has the U.S. factored this in, and how far is this Russian warning going to go?
Well, the Russians are far too soft and far too genteel and polite in my mind. They have danced around language and communicated to the United States, communicated to Tillerson, communicated to Trump, communicated to the United States generals in a far too scholarly, erudite, and respectful level. And they need to alter their language because the United States is suffering a pathological maniacy in its delusions with regarding foreign policy, and it's a very startling and upsetting situation to observe. But the United States has deteriorated to such a level of disrespect and hostility and distrust by the world. Just simply look at the Jerusalem embassy vote, where the vast majority of all nations voted against that ridiculously dangerous and ignorant move of declaring Jerusalem is owned by Israel. The whole world stood against the United States on that. And yet the United States still doesn't get the impression that the world's opinion does matter. And that's a delusion. That's a pathology. That's a mental retardation. And it needs to be really clinically evaluated in that context, because by people that are so out of touch with reality, that they are so deluded with their own grandiose self-importance, they are putting aside everyone else's opinions, and it's a very reckless, very dangerous position in a direction to take. And I think, quite frankly, Vladimir Putin is the only person who has the gravitas and the credentials to stand on the world stage and say the world needs to come together and reject this tyranny of the military-industrial complex, which is run rampant for the last 17 years. The rest of the world does not believe the lies that the United States has tried to put forth with regards to 9/11 or the war on terrorism or all of these global threats or its own ridiculous language about defending democracy and human rights. Vladimir Putin and the leaders of Iran and China needs to stand together and really expand the Shanghai Development Corporation and its own economic models into a global security model to say we need to band together to stop this military industrial complex that is being led by the United States, Saudi Arabia, Israel, and Britain that is conquering and destroying the sovereignty of nations. The world can't stand that anymore. And I think this UN vote was really the paradigm shift in that direction. When you only have a few countries like the Marshall Islands in these ridiculously small, insignificant countries vote on the side of the United States, that makes the United States look ridiculously insignificant in the world's eyes. But as we know, all empires fall, but just before they fall, they enter a paranoid, delusional, mental instability state. And I think that's what you see in the United States. Right. You see it in its culture. Right. And in all sorts of other realms in the political sector.
Okay, that's Scott Bennett, former U.S. Army psychological warfare officer, joining us via Skype from San Francisco. Mr. Bennett, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press CV.